So Caleb and Ethan look at each other and look at the man and says, "Sir, you're on. Let's do this thing." So Caleb and Ethan get the picture of the four people, and they actually ask the man to, if he wouldn't mind, email Caleb and Ethan kind of a description of each person and describing what each person has done, so they can understand who they are better. And so when they do the painting, they can be thinking of all those great things that those people have done, of why they've been honored like that, why this man wants to honor him like this. So, Ethan and Caleb kind of sit there and get a chart out. They said, okay, we still got to get this sculpture done of Rustin, and we got to get this paint done. We've got to do some serious teamwork. There's no way we can do this if we're not working together. Ethan says, you're on, buddy. How about, Ethan's like, I'd be glad to start working on doing the outline and the grid for the big mural painting, the new painting. Caleb says, all right, sounds good. All right, I'm good at some of the sculpting stuff, getting this fine detail sculpting stuff. I'll be working on that. All right, what we'll do is, as soon as you finish with doing the grid and doing the outline, we can switch, and you can work on the sculptor, and I'll start laying in some of the base paint, the foundation colors, and everything. And then, hopefully, we can switch again, and you can finish up the sculpting, and we'll be able to both work on the painting together. They made this huge chart out for one week of work. Now, the problem was, normally, Caleb and Ethan like to sleep for about 8 hours. But when they looked at this chart, it only allowed for about 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. And Caleb and Ethan were going, this is going to be tough, tough, tough. So, first night, they're off working on it. Ethan's tracing out the stuff on the big giant canvas. And he's got it's a pencil, and he's kind of drawing out all the stuff. First he draws out a big grid, and then he draws out each little piece of the grid of the huge painting, getting all the, some of the kind of the rough idea of where the faces are going to be and the background and everything. Kind of sketches it in with a pencil while Caleb's over there with his chisel. And he's got these fine, small tools because he's working on the detailed parts of Rustin and sculpture. And it gets about 9 o'clock at night. And Mom and Dad come back with some snacks. And ask the boys, you better be glad this is summer, because you know we wouldn't let you do this. I don't care how much they were going to pay you if you had school the next day. There's no way we'd be letting you do this late.
$50 million.
There's no way. School's too important. You gotta learn some stuff.
Hey, we lost $50 million and get all y'all.
So, Caleb and Ethan said, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. And they take a small break and have some cookies and some milk. Well, cookies and the milk was a bad idea because it made them think of nighttime. And it made him think of snacks before bed.
And so after eating the cookies and the milk,
they went back to painting and sculpting, and it was getting really hard to paint and sculpt. So Caleb goes, my friends, some of those guys drink coffee, Ethan. Ethan's like, man, coffee's so gross. But they always talk about it. How it makes them all bouncy. Like kind of, like energized or something. Do you want to try it? And Ethan's like, I don't know, man.
And but, so did ask Kathy.
Well, Ethan says, I don't know, man. I've never liked coffee before. Well, Caleb goes off to the kitchen while Ethan's trying to paint or draw out the painting. Oh, come on. And Caleb comes back with a big pot of coffee and two mugs. Says, okay. Pours a glass for Ethan. And pours a mug full for himself. Puts the pot of coffee down and says, all right, Ethan, you ready? One, two, three. Ow, hot! Both of them were like, it was too hot to drink. And so both of them go back to blowing on it, trying to cool off their coffee. And then after it cools off enough, they drink a little bit. And they're like, ugh, stuff's nasty. And Caleb's like, I'm drinking it. We gotta get some work done. And he's like, okay, let's do it. One, oh, two, oh. Caleb's like, we can do it. Three. And so they went.
I say, why don't you use your step pad?
Please stop doing that.
Why are you anything?
Just be listening to the story. We're getting ready for sleep, okay? Well, next thing you know, in about 15 minutes after drinking that coffee, Caleb and Ethan get back to work, and they're working. And they're working crazy fast. They've never had coffee before with all that caffeine, and they're all like, woo, buddy. Bouncing off the walls, just zzz, working fast. And the next thing you know, they get a caffeine headache. And both of them are like, oh, my head. Maybe this wasn't a good idea.
It's sugar and caffeine always a good
thing. Well, their head's hurting because they had too much caffeine all of a sudden. And both of them are sitting there going, oh, and they're just working through it. Ow, my head hurts. And Ethan be over there drawing, my head hurts too. And Cam's like, oh, my head. And Ethan's like, my head. And about an hour later, their head stops hurting, but they feel okay now. They push through the tiredness, they push through the headache, and now they start working. And they get into the groove, and it starts feeling good. They crank up the music, which mom and dad tell them, turn it down, we're trying to sleep. So they turn the music down a little bit, and they shut the door, and they get back to work, and they're in the groove. And then all of a sudden, I mean, they're having fun and really getting a lot of work done, and they're getting excited. This feels good. And then Kev's talking about it, says, man, let's not do the caffeine coffee thing again. That was wrong, man. That headache was nasty.
Sugar.
And Well, but they're in the groove now, and they're just working hard, and they're getting tons of stuff done. Next thing you know, Ethan looks up and says, Caleb. Caleb's like, what? What? Dude, it's 2 in the morning. We got to go to bed. Oh, gosh. They were in the groove, just getting so much work done, and it felt so good, they just had to stop. They didn't even know they were going so long. And next thing you know, it's 2 in the morning. So they stop, turn off the lights, turn off the music, and go to bed. Get up. Eat some pancakes for breakfast and just get back after again. And so they get back up and then they're just getting after it. Alright? And after some pancakes, they just felt energized and ready to go and they're doing great. They switch off. Caleb's going to paint the foundational colors, kind of the big background colors into the painting, and then they're going to go on top of that with the detail. And so Caleb's just going after painting and painting different colors, mixing stuff, colors, just throwing the colors on there, just having a good time. Kind of this green background for where all the trees are in the background, and then this blue stuff, just kind of throwing the paint on there. Just, but it's looking good already. And Ethan's over there working on the sculpture, chisel, chisel, chisel. And then they eat lunch and they keep working. And even when they're eating lunch, they're talking about the sculpture, they're talking about the painting, and they're saying, how are we going to get this done?
We could do it.
And then after dinner, they're back at it again. And then around 8:30, they get tired. And then Caleb's like, well, I'm not doing caffeine again. I'm not going that route again. That hurt my head.
Caffeine and sugar.
Well, Ethan says, you know what? We can always suck on a bunch of sugar peppermints. You know? And that'll get us going. And he was like, yeah, good idea. Sugar get us all going. And so I take a big yawn.
Oh, go into the kitchen.
Well, and they grab as many peppermints as they can hold in their hands in their pockets, and they head back. And Caleb and Ethan go, 1, 2, 3. And just eating tons of peppermints. And Ethan's go, I love peppermints. And he was acting like Cookie Monster, which was kind of gross because it was getting all over, peppermint was getting all over his face and his hands and stuff. And Caleb's doing the same thing, and they're like looking at each other going, dude, you can't touch that painting until you wash your hands. And Ethan's like, Caleb, same to you, buddy. It's all over your face and hands, man. You're like a giant sticky peppermint. And Ethan's like the same thing. And they wash up, and they feel like the sugar's kicking in, and it's working. And all of a sudden, they get to work, and they're just getting after it. I mean, just painting and painting. And then Caleb goes, "Come over here, Ethan. Let's knock out the sculptor today. We can knock it out right now." And sure enough, they were working at it together on the sculpture of Rustin, and they're finishing up Railroad Park, and they're finishing up the old T.L. James building. I mean, amazing sculpture. And then all of a sudden, Ethan busts a yawn. Caleb's like, what was that? Ethan's like, I don't know. And all of a sudden, Caleb goes, uh-oh. And Ethan's like, what? I think I'm having a sugar crash. Ethan's like, a what? Caleb's like, a sugar crash. You know, you eat a whole bunch of sugar and you get all high and you're like bouncing off the walls. You can do everything fast and all just. And then all of a sudden you crash. You get super tired. And both Caleb and Ethan fell asleep on top of the sculpture. It didn't break, don't worry. And all of a sudden, hours later, Ethan wakes up and goes, oh dude, we fell asleep. He pokes Caleb. Caleb, wake up.
What?
Dude, not only did we have a sugar crash, but we fell asleep. Caleb's like, oh no, we lost 4 hours. What are we going to do? He's like, just get back to work. And so as best they can, they work, though they're tired.
Oh my God, they should go to sleep.
And they get as much done that night, and then, and now it's 2 a.m, and they go back to sleep. They're exhausted. Immediately fall asleep. And then they get up the next day, and they have pancakes, and they have bacon and juice and milk. Caleb and Ethan go, all right, no more caffeine, no more sugar. We go till we're tired, we quit, we go to sleep. There's no way we can get this done if we keep falling asleep like this. Even after the pancakes, they were tired. Well, they went to work, and they got together, working on the sculpture. And Caleb goes, looks at Ethan. Ethan, I think I'm done. Ethan's like looking at his part. He kind of does a couple little things right here with his fine little scraper thing. Caleb, I think I'm done too. Awesome. We're done with the sculpture. All right, Ethan, you call the mayor. I'll start working on the painting again. And so Ethan gets on the phone, calls the mayor. And the mayor of Rustin comes over and checks out the sculpture and says, this thing is amazing. When can I come pick it up? Mayor, you can come pick it up anytime you want. All I know is we got to finish this other painting. We got to finish it in 3 more days. And Caleb and Ethan are, and the mayor's like, are you kidding me? And he's like, no, we're not kidding. And we're tired. Mayor's like, you guys are awesome. Murphy Brothers, don't ever give up. I've heard stories about you two. You can do it. And Kelly thanked the mayor. And the mayor says, look, we won't bother you. We'll just call you and tell you we're coming to pick up the skull.
I didn't tell you that.
Thank you, but not right now. I mean, I want to...
It's not like that. Two. Can you do anything?
Yeah, sure.
I have the back. I'm sorry, I told you I'm sorry, Rob.
Gentle rub.
Rub my back.
He likes to rub. So, after the mayor leaves, Caleb and Ethan get back to work. And then... I mean, after hours and hours of working all day, 9 o'clock, Caleb goes, dude.
I think it's time to go to bed. Caleb, he's like, what?
And Caleb's like, I think it's time to go to sleep. He's like, what did you say? Caleb's like, I think it's time to go to sleep. Ethan's like, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm tired. Let's go to sleep. And Kev's like, good idea. So they turn off the lights and go to sleep. And they get up the next morning, eat their pancakes, and just go after it. Start working on it. Ethan, please stop. Kev, I'm going to take your head off. Yeah. So... the man comes by 2 days later. Kel and Ethan are drinking water, eating fruit, and eating a good lunch and a good breakfast and a good dinner, and they've just been busting tail and getting as much sleep as they can get and checking their schedule and their chart. And the man comes by, and there's only 2 days left, and says, boys, are you guys going to finish? And Kel and Ethan look at the man and says, you better believe it. They're Murphy boys, and they don't give up. And says the man says, all right, well, I'm coming by in a couple of days to pick this thing up. And Caleb and Ethan goes, we got it. And so they get back to painting, and they just work hard, and they just keep working at it. And after 2 days, about 11 in the morning, Ethan steps back and says, Caleb, anything left to do? And Ethan, Caleb goes, nah, I think we're done. Man shows up about 30 minutes later, says, Caleb and Ethan, you Murphy brothers are amazing. This thing is awesome. You know what? $200,000 was not enough for this. We're going to give you $300,000. This is amazing work. It's more beautiful than I could have ever imagined it being. And I just want to thank you guys so much. And Caleb and Ethan says, no problem. It was our pleasure. It was hard work. But you know what, sir? We got an idea. Why don't you give us $160,000? And then you take the rest that you're planning and you give it to these four ladies. Because they're doing so much good things around Ruston. And don't you think, sir, that giving them $140,000 would help them do more good stuff? And the man says, yeah, I bet so. I bet they would be able to do all kinds of great stuff with $140,000. Kelly and Ethan goes, well, please. We're honored to do the painting.
I don't need that much.
And... We'll take 160, and you just give the rest to them, and help them do some good or more good around this great town of ours. And so, the man calls his crew to come pick up the painting. Caleb and Ethan get the money, high five each other, and they sleep. They go to bed at 2 p.m. and don't get up till the next day. The end. I don't know, maybe like 10 in the morning.
No, well, I'll go more like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. sleep for 12, 24 hours?